descendants of Guru Maharaj. Text 48. Vigyanirvidya gatam patim prajah. Purohitaya puradgadah. Vigyur uryam atishok katara.
Vigyur uryam atishok katara.
Yatha nigudham purusham kuyoginah.
Yatha nigudham purusham kuyoginah.
Vigyaya nirvitya gatam patim prajah. Purohita matya surat ganadaya.
Purohita matya surat ganadaya.
Vichikyur urvyam atishoka katara.
Vichikyur urvyam atishoka katara.
Yatha nigudham purusham kuyoginah.
Yatha nigudham purusham kuyoginah.
Vigyaya nirvitya gatam patim prajah.
Vigyaya nirvitya gatam patim prajah.
Purohita matya surat ganadaya.
Purohita matya surat ganadaya.
Vichakyur urvyam atishoka katara.
Vichakyur urvyam atishoka katara.
Yatha nigudham purusham yoginah.
Yatha nigudham purusham yoginah.
Vigyaya nirvitya gatam patim prajah.
Purohita matya suhrut ganadayah.
Purohita matya suhrut ganadayah.
Vichikyur uryam atishoka katara.
Vichikyur uryam atishoka katara.
Yatha nigudham purusham kuyoginah.
Yatha nigudham purusham kuyoginah.
Vigyaya nirvidyam patim prajah.
Vigyaya nirvidyam gatam patim prajah.
Purohita matya suhrut ganadayah.
Purohita matya suhrut ganadayah.
Vichikyur urvyam atishoka katara.
Vichikyur urvyam atishoka katara.
Yatha nigudham purusham kuyoginah.
Yatha nigudham purusham kuyoginah.
Vigyaya
nirvidyam gatam patim prajah.
Purohita
matya suhrut ganadaya.
Vichikyur urvyam atishoka katara.
Yatha nigudham purusham kuyoginah.
What to word meaning? Vigyaya.
Vigyaya.
After understanding.
After understanding.
Nirvidya.
Nirvidya.
Being different.
Being
Gatam.
Gatam.
Had left.
Had left.
Patim.
Patim.
The king.
Praja.
Praja. All the citizens. Purohita.
Purohita.
Priest. Matya.
Matya.
Ministers.
Ministers.
Surat.
Surat.
Friends.
Friends.
Madhya. And people in general, Vichikyu, searched Urvyam on the earth. Atishoka Katara, being greatly agreed, Yatha, just as Nihuda, concealed, Purusham, super soul, Kuyoginaha, inexperienced mystics. Translation offered by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. When it was understood that the king had indifferently left home, all the citizens, priests, ministers, friends and people in general were greatly aggrieved. They began to search for him all over the world, just as a less experienced mystic searches out the super soul within himself. Purport. The example of searching for the super soul within the heart by the less intelligent mystics is very instructive. The absolute truth is understood in three different features, namely Brahman, localized Paramatma, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such kuyogina, or less intelligent mystics, can by mental speculation reach the point of the impersonal Brahman, but they cannot find the super soul who is sitting within each living entity. When the king left, it was certain that he was staying somewhere else. But because the citizens did not know how to find him, they were frustrated like the less intelligent mystics. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Sva Prantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sarjata Sagana Gunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Dalita Shri Vishakanvitam Sacha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishaya Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanoste Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyesha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mokam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yatkripatam Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Hare Krishna. So finally the plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has come into action. So as we were discussing from last few verses, so King Anga was hankering for a son, and after doing yajna he got a son. He got frustrated with the son, and now finally he left home. He left home and now he has gone somewhere where everyone is searching, but no one is able to find them. And in the future verse also we'll see that how these people are searching with so much of intensity, and it's not a formality search, yes, where the person is lost and now people are just going around for searching. Sometimes the cops do when the case is dodged. So at that time they just go around and say, oh, okay, we didn't find. Yes. Or now some people just for formality, now when they do it, so it's just like that. But here they were actually very sad that our king has gone. This is how the kings were in the past, in the Vedic culture. The kings were ready to do anything for the citizens. To such an extent that they would go to their personal things also. In day-to-day life, what is going on? In family life, what is going on? Simple example is Lord Ramchandra. It seems, I was reading, that Lord Ramchandra used to cry when something wrong used to happen or something incorrect used to happen in someone's family. And if those family members are crying and sad, Ramchandra used to become sad, and he used to start crying. After all, he's Maryada Purushottam. Yes. And when someone else is celebrating, Lord Ramchandra used to celebrate as if the celebration is at his home. In this way, there was a tight connection between the kings and the citizens. So the king is also called as representative of the Lord or Naradeva. So that was very apt previously, not now. And whatever king says, that will be the final thing for every single citizen. There are descriptions, I don't remember the king's name. The king declared that everyone is supposed to fast. I think this was in Ekadashi Mahatmya, I read somewhere. King declared that everyone should fast, and all the citizens who were there they took it as the life and soul instruction to such an extent that they made their animals also fast. No grass and no water was provided on that day. So we can imagine to the level, to the extent that these citizens used to follow the instructions of the king. And when such a king goes away, who is a eternal well-wisher, you know, for all the citizens, who is literally praying and who literally wants every single personality who is staying in the kingdom to go back, come back to Godhead, who would like to leave such a king? Who would like that such a king should leave the kingdom? Right. So here we see that Anga left the kingdom. And in the next verse tomorrow, maybe we'll see that what happened, what was the situation of the citizens. But here Prabhupada gives a twist. Instead of explaining this, he's explaining about the next line, where it is talking about, they began to search for him all over the world, just as a less experienced mystic searches out the super soul within himself. In Kali Yuga, currently, if anyone leaves home, they'll give address, etc. and go on. I'm leaving home. They expect that someone should come and take us back. This is very nice. You know, if someone wants to commit suicide, they'll actually call someone and say that, I'm committing suicide. It's enough is enough. But previously, kings were not doing that in Vedic culture. Without telling anyone, rato rat ghar se nikal jati. No one would get to know that where this person has gone. Even when the king used to die, no one will get to know that he has died. This was the actual renunciation. This was not dongi. This was not fake. Actually, they used to renounce the kingdom and go in search of the Lord. And such was the case here. And these citizens, innocent, having so much affection towards the king, they went out to search, you know, for the king. And here Prabhupada is saying, or the verse says, that they started searching him all over the world. Just as a less experienced mystic searches out the super soul within himself. And then Prabhupada is giving purport on this particular statement. Less experienced mystic searches out super soul within himself. And the Sanskrit word is kuyoginaha. I normally tell this to my college students. We have a problem in this age, 21st century, we have a problem. Everything is instant. Everything. Including passing the exam is also instant. You just study one day before, you take previous year question papers, you just somehow find the answers from here and there, from your friend's note, etc. Make the answer list ready and start reading it 1 or 2 hours before, or max 5 hours they'll spend one day before, full night. Study nicely and next day, you know, they'll pass and yes, we have achieved. But what happens is the same students, when they come to Krishna consciousness, it is not one day job. People have been struggling lifetime after lifetime to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How can we understand Supreme Personality of Godhead by our own intelligence? Yes. If we can understand Supreme Personality of Godhead by our own intelligence, then it means that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is lesser than our intelligence. Then our intelligence is Supreme Personality. Yes. So it will not work like that. So a mere mortal cannot understand the Supreme Personality just by himself. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, only when he has special favor on his devotees, at that time he gives a special mercy. 10:10 Bhagavad Gita. Tesham evanu kampartam aham agyana jamtamaha nashayami atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhashvata. Only when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is pleased with any devotee, he removes the ignorance from the heart and he gives the actual revelation. He gives the actual realization. He gives a real understanding of who the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. Right? Or else, how is it possible? We cannot understand by ourselves. And also then, in the previous shloka, 10:8, who can actually get this right path? Who can actually please the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So Lord is talking about that. He says, Tesham satata yukta, tesham satata yuktayam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. Who will get that mercy? Anyone who is doing bhakti constantly, without any block in between, without any stop or without any pause in between. Yes. Continuously, constantly, with great intensity, when devotees do bhakti, at that time Krishna is saying, Dadami buddhi yogam tam. I give intelligence. Here also Lord is making it very clear. You fools, you can't understand by yourself. It's me who can give intelligence and then you can understand. Right? And what is that intelligence that Lord is giving? How to come back to him or how to go back home back to God. That is what the Lord is talking about. So in this way, we see that it's not easy to get the Lord just by our own search. Just go around searching and we'll get it. No. Yes, in Hindi, obviously, they say that dhoondne par Bhagwan bhi mil jata hai. Yes. But wo dhoondna wo bhakti mein hona chahiye aur kahin nahi. Yes, we cannot just go around with a magnifying glass to search him. Not possible. Yes. And here we see in the different pastimes of the Lord also, that Lord proves this. Very, very nicely proves. Let's take the example of Damodar Leela. Now in Damodar Leela, this statement comes in one of the shlokas. That gopi, that simple gopi, whose name was Yashoda, she could catch the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which even great jnanis and yogis, even after meditating lifetime after lifetime, couldn't catch the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let's sing that first verse of Damodar Ashtakam. Yes. So now Kartik Mas is coming. So there's a very, very nice song, or a very nice Vaishnava bhajan. I've seen this, everyone resonates with this bhajan. Whenever it is played, everyone will start singing. Let's sing the first stanza.
Namamishwaram Satchitananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Yashodabhiyo Lukha Labdhavamanam Param Vishtam Atyanta Todrutya Gopya.
So here, the one who has written the song is glorifying the Lord. Now the Lord's situation is very, very pity situation. What is the current situation? He's saying, Namamishwaram Satchidananda Rupam. I'm paying obeisance to that Satchit Ananda Rupam. Very, very beautiful form of the Lord. But now this beautiful form has not remained beautiful. No, in bliss. Here the Lord is in anxiety. And then the line says, Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam. So now if the Lord is sitting or playing, this kundal which he is wearing, shark-shaped earrings, they will not just keep swinging very fast. They will be there little swing gracefully. Here, it is swinging very, very fast. And they are not swinging only at one place. They are swinging all over the Gokul. It means the Lord is running all around. And who is chasing? The Gopi. Gopi is chasing. And who is this Gopi? Mother Yashoda. And now, here the statement is made that this gopi ran faster than the Supreme Personality of Godhead and she caught him. And here that translation comes where this great yogis and mystics, they cannot capture the Supreme Personality. But here, gopi, Yashoda, just by her love, she could capture the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And now again, here very nice commentaries are given where it is described that we cannot catch Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not possible. Impossible. But it is only possible when Lord allows the devotee to catch himself. Right? And even when Mother Yashoda started binding Krishna, we understand that she tried her best. It's very difficult to understand that how she was trying. Because the description goes like, she used one rope, two fingers short. She joined another rope. Now you can imagine it will be double. Again, she's tiny. All the ropes of the entire Brajabhumi was got, and then it was tied. You can imagine, then it will be huge. And still, then she's trying, and she's not able to tie. So here we understand it's not easy to capture the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But then again, our Acharya's comment very nicely that when Lord became merciful unto Yashoda Mai, seeing her pitiable state where she's sweating, the flowers in the hairs is falling down and she is gasping for breath. And then at that time, Lord Krishna is like, okay, bandhu. Too much of endeavor you have done. Now you can tie me. So only when Lord personally gave the permission at that time, she was able to tie. Otherwise, it's impossible. So similarly, we understand that just by our search, we cannot find the Supreme Personality of Godhead ourselves. Right? And then, why this word kuyoginaha, less intelligent? Many reasons can be there. Let me put one or two in front of you. So if we see this different levels of realization what Prabhupada talks about most of the time. Impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, Shri Krishna. So in all the three, there are different qualities which are there. In the Brahman realization, so we understand Brahman is Sat. There's eternal feature in Brahman, Sat. Then when it comes to localized Paramatma, it's Sat and Chit. This eternal and full of knowledge. But when it comes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is Sat, Chit, Ananda. So He is full of bliss along with the other two qualities. So now, when there is an opportunity to serve the Lord personally and get reciprocation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if a person goes behind searching behind Brahman and Paramatma, then obviously what will he be called as? Kuyoginaha, less intelligent. This Bhagwan has got so many features. Lord Krishna has got so many features, so many qualities. Anyone who starts serving him goes crazy, goes mad. There are many, many, in fact, this entire Bhagavatam is full of mad people. Many, many mad people are there here. Completely mad behind the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is nothing in their life but Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes? There are a few whom I would like to put in front of you all. Very amazing, devotees. And they are mad behind what? They are mad behind the beautiful feature of Supreme Personality of God. So normally we hear about the beautiful form of the Lord, where we describe he's wearing kundal, he has got a nice crown, and then you know he's putting tilak and Vaijayanti mala, Kaustubhajam, etc. There's one more description about the beauty of Supreme Personality where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing in Chaitanya Chaitanya. He is saying that Supreme Personality of God is full of moons, he says. And he gives the count also, 24.5. When I was hearing for the first time, I was like, 24.5? Now what is it? Let's try to understand that. 24.5. See, when you see one moon on Purnima, it looks so beautiful. Especially in the villages and all, we do this, right? Whenever it's Purnima, we come out, you know, in the field, and then we would like to have our dinner. Because that gives a very soothing effect. That's like very amazing. Now just imagine, we have lots and lots of moons around. How nice it would be. And here we have got 24.5. And the description goes like this. There is a king, the king of all moons. And this king is the face of the Lord. And he is there on the entire body. So now the king is residing on the throne of the body. This is how it is described. Now, there are 10 chandras, which are called as 10 nakachandras, on the hands, on the fingers. There are another 10 on the feet. Yes? And then these two cheeks are called as another Purna Chandras. So 10, 10, 20, face is 21, and then you have two cheeks, 22, 23. Yeah, obviously. And then it is described that Lord wears different types of tilak. We had gone to one temple. So there they had put different colors of tilak. So I was standing and then I was looking at the dressing of the Lord. And then the color of the dress was green, that put green tilak. So I was wondering, Lord, tilaks like this, you know, different colors, red and green and blue and things like that. So when I was hearing this class at that time, I could understand that Lord puts various shapes and various colors of tilak, it seems. And one such tilak is the chandan tilak which he wears. Round it seems he wears. Kasturi chandan, something like that, the name is there. So that is round, so that is one chandra it seems. So how many? 24. Now 0.5 is very nice. 0.5, yesterday when devotee was sitting on me to understand this 0.5, what is this 0.5? devotee didn't leave me before I told him this. Yes. So this 0.5 is the forehead of the Lord. So it is described that the forehead of the Lord is equivalent or similar to the Ashtami Chandra, which is half moon. Yes. So this is that half moon of the Lord. You can imagine the entire form of the Lord is so very beautiful. Yes. 24.5 chandras, 24.5 moons. And when the devotees see now this moon, normally we used to say the moon-like face. Now it's a 24.5 moon-like body. Yes. So when devotees see, they go very, very crazy. To such an extent, they start blaspheming people around. And there is a group of such mad people called gopis. Yes. These gopis are extremely crazy. Just by looking at the beautiful form of the Lord, they go very, very crazy. Just by hearing the flute of the Lord, they go very crazy. Just by hearing the pastimes of the Lord, they go very, very crazy. And they start cursing Brahma. Now this curse is very nice. I was hearing this now by Srila Guru Maharaj is describing very, very beautifully. So he was saying that the gopis are cursing Brahma. See, you created two eyes for every living entity on this earth, we understand. Yes? But for Vrajavasis also you created two eyes. When you knew very well that Lord Krishna is going to appear here, still you created two eyes. In fact, we feel that, and yeah, then they add on to this saying, you created two eyes. And see how foolish you are, you created eyelids also for that. Which blink every now and then. We are not able to capture, behold the form, the beautiful form of Supreme Personality. They obviously don't call Supreme Personality. Behold the beautiful form of our beloved Krishna. And then they're saying that, see, they are giving suggestion now to Brahma, how to do creation. So I was just wondering, how would Brahma be feeling at that time when he's getting all this chastisement and blasphemy?
Next thing.
And then they're saying that every pore of the body should have eyes. There should be lakhs and lakhs of eyes. And then they're cursing Brahma, saying, you gave 1 lakh eyes to that Indra who is doing mundane activity of seeing Urvashi and Menaka, and you're not giving eyes to us, 1 lakh eyes to us where we want to see Supreme Personality of God. And you're so selfish, we tell you. You're so selfish, you gave us two eyes and you yourself have eight. Yes. So in this way we see that how crazy the devotees are. Completely crazy. They literally, you can see that how, to what extent these devotees are going to. Because they're not able to relish the beautiful form of the Lord to the fullest extent. Another crazy person, another mad person. This person has started from Mathura, not yet reached Vrindavan. And is going crazy thinking about the Lord. His name is Akrura. So Akrura was sent by Kams Maharaj. In fact, he was the only one who stayed in Mathura, understanding the fact that Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna has appeared. And he's there in Gokul Mahavan, Vrindavan, in Brajabhumi. And someday I'll get chance to go to meet him. And with that manorath, or with that desire, he stayed in that particular place. Hearing and bearing all the atrocities of Kams Maharaj. Just for this instance, where he can go and meet the Supreme Personality, or go and meet Krishna. And then, when Kams Maharaj called Akrura, and he gave instruction, that you immediately go to Vrindavan and get those two boys, Krishna and Balram. Can you imagine what level of happiness or what intensity will Akrura have in his heart to go and meet Krishna and Balram? Yes. And then entire night, now he cannot go at night. The commentary says that if he goes at night, maybe Krishna might be sleeping, so will not go and disturb. So this entire night he didn't go to Mathura. Sorry, to Vrindavan. He was there in Mathura and he was meditating the entire night. Oh, now tomorrow I'll go and meet Krishna. And then early morning, he boarded his chariot. And then on the chariot, chariot is moving. And this personality is meditating on Vrindavan, is meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then you can imagine, Mathura, Vrindavan, and he is in between somewhere. And he's relishing, he's celebrating that I'm meeting Krishna. He's celebrating there itself. Complete, full celebration. Yes. With that description shows how so much of intensity was there, so much of eagerness was there to meet Krishna, and he was completely a mad person. And even if at that time he would have sent back to Mathura, I think he wouldn't have lost anything, because he had already seen Krishna through his intense meditation. Yes. And finally, who is hearing this Bhagavatam? One mad person is speaking, another mad person is hearing. And these two are so mad, yes, so crazy hearing this Bhagavatam. So one personality is saying, Parikshit Maharaj is hearing this Bhagavatam. And Parikshit Maharaj is saying this. He says, Etad anyacha sarvam me mune krishna vicheshtitam vaktum arhasi sarvagya shraddhadhanaya vishritam. So this is the third last day. Only 3 days are remaining for Parikshit Maharaj, where Takshaki is going to come and help him to go back home back to Godhead. Parikshit Maharaj is going to die in 3 days. And what is Parikshit Maharaj asking here? Parikshit Maharaj is saying that You are Sarvagya. He's telling Sukadeva Goswami, you are Sarvagya and I am Shraddha Dhanaya. I've got a lot of Shraddha. So at this point of time, I want you to tell me, before these verses, a lot of questions have been asked by Parikshit Maharaj. That what did Krishna do in Vrindavan? What did Krishna do in Mathura? What did Krishna do in Dwarka? How many wives did Krishna have? What were the pastimes that he did? And so on and so forth. Many questions are asked. And then this shloka comes where he says that I want to know everything. Sarvam me. I want to know everything. All the pastimes. Now the question might be, hey, you're going to die in 3 days. How can you know everything? And then if suppose Sukadeva Goswami says that Parikshit, see, you're fasting, you're thirsty, you're hungry. Take rest for some time, then we'll discuss. So at this point of time, Parikshit Maharaj is making a very wonderful statement. Now any newcomer who reads this statement will obviously understand that this personality is completely mad. Yes? See what he says. He says, Naishati dushaha kshunmam tyakto dham api badhyate pibantam tvan mukhambuja chyutam hari kathamritam. He says that you continue. I have no problem. In fact, this hunger and thirst is not at all affecting me. So here the Acharya is saying that this word mam, which is there, Sanatana Goswami is saying it seems. Mam means that here me, and I have never done such austerity any time in my life. See, king means obviously he'll have everything. So if he just glances at one place, that thing will come to him. Yes. And always, these kings might be having chappan bhog every time. The dining table will be filled with all this. Lot of juices and nice water and all the eatables, whatever is needed. So here he is saying that I have never did such a great austerity. And then this word is used, dushaha, where he is saying that it's extremely difficult. It's extremely difficult, I agree. But then he goes on to say that, but these two things, hunger and thirst, are not affecting me. Why? He is saying, in the two lines, he is saying that, pibantam tvan mukhambuja chutam hari kathamritam. Because now I might be thirsty because of not taking water, but I am drinking katha amrita, Krishna katha amrita. I am hearing Krishna's leela, and this is so nectarian that this thirst and hunger is not affecting me. Right? Just imagine, this personality is fasting for 4 days, 3 more days are remaining, fasting and having no water. And the other person who is speaking also is the same situation. He is also fasting, no water. And these two personalities are speaking and speaking and speaking. And the one who is hearing, he is saying that, I am the most fortunate person. This is the most fortunate situation. In next 3 days he is going to die, and he is saying this is the most fortunate situation. Right? So in this way we see that just by hearing Krishna Katha, here people are going crazy. Just by meditating on Krishna, people are going crazy. By seeing Krishna, people are going crazy. And look at these unintelligent, inexperienced, less experienced mystic yogis going around and searching of super soul. Yes. So here Prabhupada is saying that they're less experienced or unintelligent. Right? And gopis in Gopi Geet, a very, very favorite and famous shloka, they say, Tava kathamritam tata jivanam kavi bhiridita kama shapam. So here they are saying that Tava kathamritam tata jivanam, that people in this world, tapta, nicely burnt out, yes, nicely burnt people by the three miseries of this world and other problems of this world. Only solace to these people is your katha. And how is your katha? Amrita. Yes. So tava kathamritam tapta jivanam. So only this is helping these people. So just imagine, if katha is helping so much, then how the direct reciprocation of the Supreme Personality of the Lord will be. Right? So instead of searching for the super soul within oneself, if the person resolves to go and serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead with complete love and devotion, then he'll attain the perfection of his life. Right? And so Prabhupada is making such strong statements. And this verse says, kuyoginaha, less intelligent mystics. Now what will happen to Anga? What has happened to Anga? And what is the current situation of all these citizens? That will be described in the next verse tomorrow. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Granthasrimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.